Hey, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is Lesson 32, the French Part 3. We're going to talk about the French Huguenots in Florida. Let's have some fun, shall we? Well, after Cartier, the French were so occupied with wars over religion, they gave little thought to America for the next 50 years. However, there was one more attempt at settlement worth discussing, which grew out of these religious wars. So, let's talk about it. There was a leader among the Protestants who was named Coligny, and I'll spell that for you, C-O-L-I-G-N-Y, and it's pronounced Coligny, I think. Boy, those French names. Well, Coligny planned to found a Huguenot state in America, Florida to be exact. Well, the plan was executed by John Ribault, and I'll spell his last name, R-I-B-A-U-L-T. I'm glad I didn't have to guess. It's John Ribault. Well, the company landed at Port Royal, South Carolina in 1562, and they were so impressed with the beauty of the area that when Ribault called for volunteers to hold the area for France, that people eagerly volunteered, and they built a fort and named it Carolina in honor of Charles IX, King of France. Well, shortly after, the fleet departed, leaving 30 people to man the fort. And these guys are practically the only Europeans on the continent between the North Pole and Mexico. Well, they grew tired of the loneliness and were running out of food. It must have been a rough time. So they decided to go back home. They built a simple ship and put to sea, but a storm damaged their ship. Well, things got so bad that they killed one of their members and ate him. Oh, terrible. Well, they were finally rescued, but it was by the English who took them prisoners, and, well, that was the end of the story there. The colony perished, but the name survived. Well, 2 years later, a man named Laudonniere, and I'll spell that, L-A-U-D-O-N-N-I-E-R-E, Laudonniere, built a fort on the St. John's River in Florida. He named the area Carolina, just like the other colony. Well, they were soon near starvation. As usual, they fed on roots, pounded fish bones, and snakes. Oh, terrible. Well, Laudonniere wrote this. He said, "Oftentimes our poor soldiers were constrained to give away the very shirts from their backs to get one fish. If at any time they showed unto the savages," referring to the Indians who they were selling their shirts to, "if any time they showed unto the savages the excessive price which they took, these villains would answer them roughly, 'If thou make so great account of thy merchandise, eat it, and we will eat our fish.'" And then they fell out a-laughing and mocked us with open throat. Sounded like a very rough time. Well, they were just about to leave Florida when Ribault brought them relief just in time. And the French now had their hearts set on the coast of Florida. They wanted to stay. However, in the fall of 56, the colony was wiped out by the Spanish captain Menendez. Menendez came to Florida and built a fortress which became the beginnings of St. Augustine. And from there, he attacked the French Huguenot colony and butchered men without mercy. He butchered men, women, and children, over 700 of them. Wow. And only a handful escaped to the woods, who, after strange adventures, finally returned to France to tell their story. And Laudonniere also survived. Well, the Spanish justified their actions based on the Pope's line of demarcation, which gave Spain the title to the New World, and they felt that the French deserved to be butchered and justified it on the basis of a religious decree. Imagine that. Well, the French government was weak and too subservient to Spain to call them out for their slaughter of the countrymen. However, one Frenchman took the avenging of his countrymen on himself. His name was Dominique de Gourgues, and I'm going to spell that because I know I butchered it. It's Dominique D, and then the word G-O-U-R-G-U-E-S. And in 1568, Dominique fitted out a fleet at his own expense and set out on a secret expedition. He arrived in Florida, wiped out three Spanish forts, killing every man inside, and then he returned home. Now, Menendez was in Spain when all this happened, and he returned to Florida 2 years later, and Spain basically held on to Florida. Well, in our next lessons, we're now going to talk about French colonization, the actual colonization. That will be in our next coming lessons. This is Dan Sheridan. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you once again. I really hope you learned something. Until next time, remember this: be good to one another, because we're in this together.